Track 7. Exhibitions ask big questions. Can the seas survive us? Is the latest of life's biggest questions being explored at the Sainsbury's Centre in Norwich through a series of exhibitions.
The new season of exhibitions at the Sainsbury's Centre in Norwich charts a course through the story of the world's interconnected oceans and the precarious future they may be heading towards. With one more exhibition yet to open in June, the season currently presents A World of Water, an exhibition exploring our shared and increasingly precarious relationship to the sea, plus Darwin in Paradise Camp, Yuki Kiara, which looks to reclaim past narratives of third and fourth generations in Samoa, both human and marine. Spanning works by British and international artists from as early as 1540 to the present day, A World of Water looks at the human impact on the seas. Looking back to the cross-pollination between Norfolk and the Netherlands throughout the 16th century as its starting point, the exhibition presents maps and atlases dating back 500 years and includes seascapes typical of the Dutch Golden Age, tracing their influence through time to inspire the artists of the Norwich School in 19th century East Anglia. Local connections within the show include contemporary artists such as Maggie Hambling, as well as Norwich School artists John Crome, Robert Ladbrook and George Vincent, plus local scenes by J.M.W. Turner. Multiple items are on loan from the Norfolk Record Office, including maps from as old as the 16th century, as well as the Dutch Orders and Dutch Walloon Strangers books, which documented the arrival and regulation of Dutch and Walloon workers to Norwich. John Kenneth Paranada, curator of the Art and Climate Change at the Sainsbury's Centre, said, "Spanning five centuries, the exhibition connects the North Sea to global waters, exposing how power structures shape ecological futures. As rising seas redraws maps and disrupts economies, the exhibition demands a reckoning. What must change to secure the future of our entangled seas?" Paranada led a group of artists, curators and activists on a 36-hour sailing voyage across the North Sea from Yarmouth to Rotterdam on board the Excelsior LT472. The research trip was undertaken by Sainsbury's Centre and Norwich University of the Arts researchers and artists in collaboration with the Neuer Institute in Rotterdam in pursuit of the question, can the sea survive us? Darwin in Paradise Camp, Yuki Kiara, features the UK premiere of Paradise Camp, a photographic series first presented at the Aotearoa New Zealand Pavilion in the 59th Venice Biennale in 2022, alongside original works by Paul Gauguin and a newly commissioned video work, Darwin Drag. The exhibition foregrounds how a closer relationship between humanity and the seas can save the communities most at risk of the human-caused impact on the seas. Paradise Camp upcycles the works of French painter Paul Gauguin, 1848-1903. Kiara recasts past narratives in colourful, hyperreal photographs. A World of Water and Darwin in Paradise Camp, Yuki Kiara, is on display at the Sainsbury's Centre until August the 3rd. Sea Inside opens as the third and final exhibition in the Can the Seas Survive Us season and will run from June the 7th to October the 26th.